This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very much for joining me today. This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. I hope you all had a good week. If you have been watching television, I don't necessarily know if it was possible to have a good week. And if you have still been able to watch television and not have some level of dismay or despair, then you absolutely have my deepest sympathy. Before I get started, I just want to say I am once again happy to be here with you all again. I am coming to you live from, I'm coming to you live from my trailer. That's how important these topics that I have tonight to talk about are. I'm not in studio this week. I had some other engagements, so I am now on set. Not on set, but I am in my trailer right now, and we are going to go ahead and have this conversation. Okay, so let's just start at the beginning, or where I want to say is the beginning. The first time I started hearing about 3D guns, plastic guns being able to be made, was about 5 years ago. I remember I saw a documentary. I don't remember what the name of the documentary was, and I really didn't have the time today to do, you know, the research that I wanted to do. I don't remember the name of it, but I first started hearing about it 5 years ago, and even then, I said there's absolutely no way possible that this is going to be a real thing. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. So there's this guy, I believe his name is Cody Wilson. Not trying to promote Mr. Wilson, so I'm not going to name his company. But he has a company, he has a website, and he was trying to post some prints of how you can go to a Staples and buy a 3D printer, and you can download these plans from his website in order to make guns. So here's the thing. I'm not in politics. I'm an actor. That's it. I don't even consider myself a talk show host. I still consider myself an actor that has a show just because I have a lot to say. There is nothing about this situation that even my uneducated political ears don't hear as this just being straight-laced bullshit. Excuse my language, but hey, get ready for it tonight. This has to be one of the, honestly, and we have dealt with a lot of dumb shit in this country, but this has to be one of the dumbest things that anybody could ever in life argue about. How in God's name can anyone see anything good about being able to go to a store, buy something, bring it back to the privacy of your own home where no one knows what the fuck you're doing, go to this website, download these plans, make a gun, take it and do whatever you want to with it. And when you're done, you can just melt it. It's gone. You can just throw it away. It's not going to be found. And if it is found, how does anybody know that's the gun that was used? I should be able to stop right there. But unfortunately, no, I cannot do that. Our wonderful, great, I don't ever do anything wrong, and I'm getting a bad taste in my mouth by even saying this because I'm being sarcastic as hell. But our president thought that it was in his best interest to go to the NRA and ask them about it. Now, not because the NRA donated $30 million to Donald Trump's campaign, not because they seem to be buddy-buddy friends, but just because common sense should have ruled at the end of this day. This conversation should have never happened. He did not reach out to the Justice Department. He did not reach out to the State Department or any gun control groups that are up, running, alive, and well in this country. Why not? Why not? It was all the way back, I believe it was April. It was April or May, where the Trump administration said, the Trump administration said that this was a threat to national security as well as international peace. But in June, the Trump administration backs away from the lawsuit that the Obama administration had started to try and stop Cody Wilson from putting these plans on the internet. Again, I'm not a politician. And for this part of the conversation, I'm not even an actor. I'm just an American citizen that is sick of hashtag enough is enough, and nothing is being done. I'm just an American citizen that is basically watching his country self-sabotage itself while damn near any and every terrorist group around this world can just sit back and say, why the fuck will we even do anything to them? They fucking themselves off. We ain't got to do shit. All we have to do is just sit back and let these fools kill themselves. Any country in the free world right now knows the problem the United States of America has with registered guns in this country. Any person that pays attention understands just how disgraceful gun control is in this country, even when you have serial numbers on guns. And now somebody comes up with a way, and let me just, if I'm going to put this on the level, then let me put it all the way on the level. These plans that Mr. Wilson is trying to put on put up on his website, one of his defenses is these were already on the internet. You could already get them. Okay, so that's a bullshit defense, because what you're actually doing is you're making them more easily accessible to people. I don't give a damn if they were accessible. They weren't as easily accessible as you, sir, are making them. You and your company. And if I'm really going to step outside of the box, outside of a moral issue, I mean, I guess I can't knock Cody Wilson's hustle. Outside of moral issue. So I'm not necessarily coming down. I don't want to say I'm not coming down on him, because sure, you know, if him and his company weren't trying to push this, then maybe it wouldn't be a thing, unless there was another company that said, well, we'll just pick up where he has left off. So in a sense, somebody would do it. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make it seem like this Cody Wilson cat. I'm not trying to say this was, you know, some idea of his. He made these plans and he decided to put them up. I don't want anyone to think that's what I'm trying to say, because it's not. And I'm not. But we have enough problems here. And this is one of those situations, to me, in my opinion, that is going, the only way this is going to not be a thing anymore is if one of these people from the NRA, one of these people from the Trump administration, one of these people that is close to someone in the NRA or someone that is close to the Trump administration, someone or someone's loved one, family member, friend, close confidant, something is going to have to unfortunately happen using one of these 3D guns for someone that is making these decisions to say, huh, maybe if I wouldn't have said this should be a thing, maybe my family member would still be alive today. But see, what these same people are doing is they are putting every other fucking person in this country in that boat. They are putting every other person in this country in that position to have to sit at a funeral and have to sit and wonder if there was no such thing as a 3D gun, would I be sitting in this church right now? If there was no such thing as a 3D gun, would I be sitting in this funeral home right now? And for anyone that wants to say to me, well, if it was their time to die, it was their time to die. You know, that's a whole different show, and it would distract from what I'm trying to say right now. So I would just say, you can go ahead and make sure you don't ever let me hear you say that. But I would like to hear what you do have to say on this subject. And I am live right now, as I said. So you can call 1-888-429-5471. Again, that's 1-888-429-5471. We have people in this country that are buying guns illegally, I was going to say by the boatload, but I don't know the numbers, so I'm not going to try and pretend like I do. But I do know that there is a very, very real problem with gun control in this country. What in God's sacred name would make anybody think making it possible for someone to make a plastic gun, a non-registered plastic gun that shoots real bullets? Why would you think that's okay? Why would you think that that's not going to be a problem? I tell you like this. I tell you what. I'll tell you like this right here. Every person that owns a business in the United States of America, you better make sure you bring fucking donuts and coffee to your people every goddamn morning. You better not piss one of your employees off. If this actually becomes a thing, the last I saw when I did, when I looked online several hours ago, there were some courts that actually stopped the plans from being uploaded. So from what I understand, and if I'm wrong, 888-429-5471, correct me, let me know. But from what I understand, it hasn't actually happened yet. But if it does happen, if you're a business owner, if you're a teacher, I mean, shit, the police are already looking over their shoulders. If you are any county official, if you are any person that is in a position to legitimately or illegitimately piss somebody off, you better be worried. Now, unfortunately, as I said, I didn't have time to do the research. I really don't even know how much a 3D printer costs. But I tell you like this, if 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers get together and say, let's put our money together and let's get this, and each one of us will make a gun and we'll all go handle our own business, that's a real thing. That's a real goddamn thing. But yet, that's what we're talking about. That's what's going on in this country. There's not enough problems here already. There's not enough situations going on already. This fucking country is not already a powder keg just waiting to blow. No, that's not true. Bullshit. It is true. And now you are making it easier for people to settle scores that they think need to be settled. It is a real thing. Somebody may have the opportunity of getting plans to make a Beretta M9 handgun, the full gun, as well as different components to an AR-15. Those are the two that I have seen. But there is already some one-shot gun out there. I think it's called the Liberator. The fuck would call something like that the Liberator? What are you talking about? The Liberator. This should be some illegal shit, but it's called the Liberator. And that is a real thing. it damn near pissed me off when I actually did have a chance to sit and watch a little bit of some videos on what the 3D gun was. It almost pissed me off because these guns are in all different colors. You trying to tell me there's a possibility of me getting shot with a neon yellow fucking gun and getting killed with it? Some person can go and make a hot pink Beretta M9 and just shoot me the fuck up? I don't know, isn't that kind of a slap in the face? Damn, they got him with the hot pink, though. I mean, it might sound funny. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious. And you might say, dude, the color of the fucking gun, that's so unimportant. Is it really? You really don't think there's people out there that would say something about the color of the gun? What if it's a game? Yeah, we got you with our colors. This situation can speak to so many different people on so many different levels. Look, if back in the 70s, it was the 70s, right? Yeah. If back in the 70s, you know, I just had this guest on 2 weeks ago, but if back in the 70s, David Berkowitz could think that he heard a fucking dog tell him to go kill people, what the hell do you think people in 2018 are going to say they heard? What do you think they're going to say they heard tell them to do what? The fucking cricket outside told me to go to Staples and buy a 3D printer and get a gun and shoot the postman because he's not putting my mail in the mailbox in the right direction. That can be a real thing to somebody. For all of my listeners that have listened to more than one of my shows, how many shows have I done about mental illness in this country? So what you're really telling me, a country that already has a problem with gun control, a country that already has a problem with drug control, a country that already has a problem with controlling, helping, rehabilitating, and healing their mentally ill, that same fucking country is going to say it's okay to 3D print guns in this same country. At some point, we as a society have to step outside of the proverbial box and we have to say enough is enough. And when we say it, we have to mean it. And when we mean it, we have to do something about it. I am still not over being pissed off because so many people in this country are so upset. And I'm not a Trump supporter. Everybody knows I'm not. I don't even need to preface that shit. Everybody was so upset that Donald Trump won the inauguration. But yet, the only time there was a rally was the day after he took office. Everybody in this fucking country knew in November, Donald Trump won the election. What people don't want to talk about is that whole anti-Trump rally that went on one of the main reasons that that rally went on was because permits were already received. Permits were already gotten. Hotel rooms were already booked. Trips were already planned. Locations were already rented. Locations were already booked. Sound equipment was already booked. A lot of people would have lost a lot of money because everybody counted their proverbial chicken before it was hatched and said Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency because there's no way in hell Donald Trump was going to win. Oops. Now all y'all, including myself, were left picking our face up off the ground because everybody knew. But everyone was so up in arms. Everyone was so upset. Did anybody do anything about it? No. The only time there were protests, the only time there were rallies were when they were scheduled for something else ahead of time. If you pay attention to my social media, especially my Instagram, this past week, I posted a video of Martin Luther King speaking. I actually posted two, but it's the one without Mahalia Jackson. I don't remember everything that Dr. King said in that video. But the most important thing that I remember is Dr. King kept saying, somewhere I read. Somewhere I read. I never in life could compare myself in any way to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Two reasons. I don't know that much about him other than what I was taught, and I'm just not going to compare myself to someone like that. But somewhere I read, we are a country. We are all Americans. We should have it for each other enough to where we look out for each other. We protect one another. And I'm not turning this into a soapbox come to Jesus moment. Damn that. It's far from that. But somewhere I read, in the United States of America, it can be a real thing that 3D guns will be legal. Somewhere I read, there is so much police brutality going on in this country. It's a real thing that it's difficult to be able to tell the good police from the bad. Somewhere I read, opioids, pills, narcotics, intravenous drugs are a very real problem in the United States of America. Somewhere I read that. So if the fact that Dr. King reading that there was a such thing as freedom of assembly. If it didn't really matter too much that Dr. King read somewhere that peaceful protest was your right as a citizen in this here country. If Dr. King can read somewhere where freedom of speech is supposed to be a real thing and it not matter, then it's a sad, sad day that in my lifetime, when I step to the podium and say somewhere I read, everything that I read is everything that I can't do anything about by myself either. Just like Dr. King couldn't do anything about the problems by himself. Dr. King needed the people to stand up and say, enough is enough. And sorry, I'm too busy. I'm not trying to be the crusader. I'm just saying, it is time for us. If this goes through, people, what do you think is next? There was a conversation that was had, and Cody Wilson, the gentleman that wants to upload these plans to his website, Mr. Wilson said that he would like to see the day when you will be able to 3D print basically any type of gun or firearm that you want to. Nobody can see the problem in that, really. So you say, well, Jay Lewis, what do you want us to do? There's a lot that I want you to do. I want you to call your senators. I want you to call your representatives. I would like, it's not going to happen, but I would like to see us say enough is enough, and we start figuring out what it is we can start to boycott. In my perfect world, I would love to get on my show and say, we all need to show up at our state capitals and we need to just have a sit-in, a peaceful sit. But when you get people together and you get attitudes and you get words flaring and people's tempers will start to flare as well, and then that's just going to be a bad thing. And everybody's going to say, yeah, but Jay Lewis told us to do it. So I'm not going to say freely assemble. But our neighborhoods are on the line right now. You thought our schools were on the line before. I mean, our whole existence is on the line. Now, please understand, I am not trying to give anyone any type of a scare tactic whatsoever. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm not trying to do any of that. But just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're thinking about and fully analyze what can happen. Think of the crazy motherfuckers you know. Think of the crazy motherfuckers you know with money. Think of the crazy motherfuckers you know, with money as well as computer skills. And I mean that sincerely. Think of the people, everyone that's listening to this show right now. Think of the people that you know personally, because we all know them, that if they got a hold of a 3D printer, now I'm not talking about the idiot that's stuck on stupid that would really probably wouldn't even know how to operate it. I'm talking about, think of that person that you know, or that you almost even secretly think is drooling right now, just waiting for something like this to go through so that they can go and get that 3D printer. You think of those people that you know personally. And maybe this whole situation will be put into more perspective for you. Now, let's talk about this. I don't have a 3D printer. I don't have the money to buy a 3D printer. I don't have two or three or four friends to go and buy a printer altogether. Buying a 3D printer is not part of my existence. But it is for old boy up the street. So my point is this. What is going to stop someone from buying a 3D printer, printing up a bunch of handguns, selling them on the black market? What is going to stop someone from making in bulk handguns, untraceable handguns, selling those on the street? Why is it not a real thing that the sale of real guns is going to basically go the way of the dinosaur, and the new thing is going to be the sale of 3D printed guns that no one is going to be able to keep any type of account of? Why is it that our geniuses in Washington, why is it that our money-hungry NRA people cannot see that? And yes, I do understand. I just answered my own question. I get that. I got it. Yeah. But how come that can't happen? Not everybody knows how to make crack cocaine, but it is still a problem. Not everybody gets shipments of illegal firearms in this country, but it's still a problem. So why would it not be a problem for someone to make? I mean, if somebody, I don't know how much, I don't even know how much it would cost to make a gun. But if you can buy a real gun on the streets for a couple of $100, the fuck do you think you can buy a plastic gun for? Why would you even, if you are going to have the ability to make plastic firearms, why would you have metal detectors at airports anymore? What, are you going to start making plastic detectors? Oh, yeah, that'll be real fun. That'll be real fun. Are we going to live in a country where plastic is outlawed? Where is this going to go? Where is this going to go? Again, the number is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. So I think they say that things happen, and it shows, this is the end of times. This is the end of times. This is the end of times. I'm not really so much, saying that this is the end of times. I'm not saying anything like that. But what I am saying is, if these plans are made legal, if it's made legal that these plans can be downloaded and people can go to a Staples, Office Max, somewhere like that, and buy a 3D printer or have the possibility of buying a plastic gun on the black market, which really isn't the black market, it's just Tyrone and them up the street. That's it. It's just not even the black market. But that's a really real thing. And for those of you that don't watch the news because you say it's just such bullshit, you have to stay informed somehow. We need to start doing more for our country. Instead of letting people do more for their bank accounts, we need to start doing more for our country. That's enough of that one. So, news doesn't get any better. Here in Los Angeles, there was a guy, he had some mental illness problems. He had a folding chair, and he grabbed a knife. The police were called. The police come. They come from three different sides of this man. They start shooting beanbags at him. He takes the folding chair, holds it up, deflecting the beanbags. Then he grabs an innocent bystander who's holding her hostage. The police shot 18 rounds at the suspect, and two shots hit the hostage. And later, she passed away from her injuries. That is a real thing. Three police officers discharged their weapons, shooting at one man that basically had a hostage as body armor. I don't even really want to say to be fair, but I do have to add this also. The person that had the woman held hostage, he took the knife and put it up to her throat. And he had one hand on one end of the knife and the other hand on the other end of the knife. My question is this. You started out using bean bags, and then you went to live ammunition. Now, I saw the video. You can go on YouTube and you can see the video. I live here in Los Angeles, so they were showing the video on the news this morning when I woke up. You can watch the video for yourself. You can see for yourself what happened. What I saw three police officers, or I heard three different voices yelling at this man, put down the knife, put down the knife, put down the knife, put the knife down, put it down, get down on the ground, put down the knife, put it down, get on the ground, get on the ground. All to someone with mental illness. Did they know he had mental illness? No. Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. Yes, they did. They did know that. Because when the 911 call came in, they did know that. I'm sorry. They did know that. And they started with the bean bags and ended with live ammunition. So, as I was saying, I get it. I understand. He was blocking the bean bags. But, first of all, a folding chair is only so fucking big. Second of all, if there is more than one officer that has a gun that shoots bean bags, even if you are both in front of him, okay, you go high, I'm going low. We are aiming for whatever part of your body is not covered by that folding chair. And if you watch the video, it becomes very clear why these officers went to their live ammunition. They went to their live ammunition, people, because they wasted all of the beanbag. If you see somebody that has some type of, you know, guard, armor, something, you got to get around it. I mean, it's kind of sad to say. There were police officers on three sides of him. What is he going to do? Take the chair and cover his front and his back at the same time? And these officers thought that it was in their best interest to let off 18 rounds. With a handgun. There were no snipers anywhere to take down only the suspect. They were walking towards him. Pop, 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 pop. Walking towards him. He fell. And then the innocent bystander fell. And then they're getting on their radios. Hostage was hit. Send RA. Rescue ambulance. Where do I live? I thought I lived in a civilized world. Where do I live? This is the greatest country in the world? This is the greatest country in the world? Because if this is the greatest country in the world, I would hate to see the worst. And I'm only saying that because a lot of the problems that we have here, we shouldn't even have. I could understand if we were a poor country. This was a, you know, we got hit with so many natural disasters, one after the other, after the other, after the other, that we just couldn't recoup. I could see if somehow, you know, nature had an epidemic of some type of disease going through this country. I could see if there was another locust plague, or if there was something out of our control that happened to make all of this despair. Like if we were so up in arms, if we were so upset, if we were so mad because natural disaster after natural disaster, but we are in the state that we are in because of ourselves. Because of ourselves. When it's time to sit down to the table, nobody on either side. I'm done with saying it's all just one side's fault. Anybody that wants to say, and if you really want to break it up like this, if you want to say, oh, well, the Republicans, oh, well, the Democrats, oh, well, the white people, oh, well, the black people, oh, well, the Hispanics, oh, well, the illegals, oh, well, the rich, oh, well, the poor, oh, well, you know, if you're going to single out and try and say it's this group of people's fault, then you are more of the problem than even you are giving yourself credit for. This is an everybody problem. Because no matter what group of people, there is always going to be a group within a group that is going to want to keep the turmoil going. That, to me, is a real thing. There is always going to be someone. Like, take, for instance, let's just broaden this out to world peace. If anybody ever thinks that there is really going to be a time in this world where all across the world it is peaceful, it is harmonious, we are all getting together singing fucking Kumbaya. If you think those days are going to happen, smoke another bowl. The reason those days won't happen is not because I just think, oh, well, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen because it's not going to be allowed to happen. There will always be somebody that sees the fruit of evil. They say money is the root of all evil, but there is always someone that can find the fruit of evil. So that is always going to be a real thing. So as long as that's a real thing, do I think we should stop trying to work towards world peace? No, because we all have to live here. So the efforts for world peace, in my opinion, are just keeping a livable world while we're living in. When we are all gone and it is time for our children and their children to take over, that's going to be their fight. We fought a good fight. Our time is done. Now it's time for someone else to come and pick up that fight. But just as much as we, as the majority of the world, want to pick up the fight for world peace, there are also those factions out there that thrive, live, breathe, and bleed the negativity, the tragedy, the everything else that comes with discord and disconnect. Are we really going to keep letting them win? If there's such a smaller number of them than us, why do they keep winning? Now, yeah, sure, I took that and put that on a world scale, so let me just be more realistic and bring it back here to this country. You cannot like the current administration if you want to. You can like the current administration if you want to. But when there are people in place that are causing more problems with national security, then at some point you have to bring your fucking head out of the sand. You have to. Why would it be okay for somebody to put plans for how to 3D print firearms? How come that would be okay? But then if somebody wants to also put the ingredients on how to make a bomb, you don't think that that's too far behind? I don't know. I just know I am living in a place that is supposed to be known as the greatest country in the world, and I'm having people, friends of mine that live in other countries that were going to come here for vacation. We don't even know if we're going to come to the United States for a vacation anymore. It's really getting bad over there. I got somebody from Africa telling me it's getting bad over here. I got friends that live in Brazil that say it's just as dangerous or maybe not even as dangerous in Brazil as it is here. Dog. If you take the wrong left or right in certain cities in Africa, you're about to get mopped up by a lion. And you have people that are living in conditions like that saying, yeah, I can't even come to your country. It's too dangerous. What? The point that I'm making, people, is places around this world that are more dangerous than there are here. People there are starting to say, we're becoming more dangerous than they are in their own homeland. And you've been hearing about the danger all around the world in these other countries ever since we were all kids. And now the people from these same countries are scared to come to to the United States. Again, that's a real thing. I hope you all listened to what I had to say tonight. I hope I wasn't just rambling. I hope you did understand and get what exactly I am trying to say. If these 3D guns are allowed to happen, it is going to change the face of this country. And how do you think it's going to look if you got some bullshit person printing 3D guns, not only in this country, but going around the world, killing people? What if people from other countries? I don't know what the other countries are going to say. I'm pretty sure most countries are going to be like, I wish a motherfucker would try and bring that shit in my country. I will end my conversation with this. It is situations like this. It is people like Mr. Cody Wilson. It is people like the Trump administration. It is people like the NRA that make you really stop and wonder, are we really safe being a free country? Or have we gone so far off the rails that now we have to be treated like a bunch of fucking kindergarten kids and told, if you can't stop talking, I'll shut you up, my damn self. You remember in school when the teacher used to let you try and figure it out, but used to let you do it? Okay, see, y'all fucking this up. I see, I just gave you guys too much leeway. So now I'm going to have to take some of those freedoms from you because you don't know how to use them. How was it growing up in your mother's house? Just think back. There were rules at your mom's house. There were rules at your parents' house. If you didn't live by those rules, hey, you got what was coming to you. But there was never a time where, and then not any parents that I know, there's never a time I've ever heard a parent say, oh, well, you know, do what you want. I don't care. Go where you want. Stay out all night. Drink if you want. Here's the keys to the car. Go ahead. 14 years old. Here's the keys to the car. Go right ahead. We are becoming a society that it's almost like we can't trust each other anymore. There was never once when I was growing up did I ever have the thought there could be somebody next door printing a gun to go shoot up the store down the street. But that's about to be a real thing for this generation. All right. I went 4 minutes and 18 seconds over. I thank you all very kindly for joining me this evening. I can tell you next week's show is going to be a lot more upbeat. It's going to be, I'm actually looking forward to next week's show. It seems as though, I don't know why, but it seems I seem to do like a string of dark shows then I realized, dude, you did a string of dark shows. Then I have to bring something out to kind of uplift it. And I mean, I don't know how you all feel, but I mean, I'm taking this very seriously. This is a very serious thing for me, this whole 3D gun thing. And it's really nothing to be taken lightly. And it was absolutely nothing that I wasn't not going to speak on. So I do thank you for joining me. I hope you join me next week. Stay in touch with me through my social media. Send your questions and concerns to my email, which is jlewis.mills@outlook.com. jlouis.mills@outlook.com. You can find me on my social medias. From what my schedule says next week, I will be back with you live next week. That could change. This is Hollywood, so if it does, then I will be back with you soon. But I do thank you for being here this week. I hope you all have a great week. I hope you take care of each other as well as yourselves. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.